Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Brian Kelsey, state senator, Chris Caldwell from the Countywide School Board, and Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News. We'll start with a school voucher or school scholarships, as I think you were calling it, Senator Kelsey. There's been talk for the last few years about a voucher bill. It looks like this year it's going to get proposed. If you would just give us the background on the bill, as I know it hasn't been filed, but what that proposal is apt to look like.
Governor Haslam is going to propose an opportunity scholarship bill as part of his administrative package for this year. The basic premise is this, that we spend over $9,000 per student here in the Memphis area, and so why not give parents a choice on where that $9,000 is spent?
Am I right in this, just to kind of simplify, the kind of key criteria that people who talk about vouchers is eligibility. How is a kid eligible? Is it based on income? Is it based on them being in a failing school or some combination? What private schools would be eligible to take those vouchers, and in what way? Accountability and measurement, how you measure the schools, and are they doing a good job? Are the kids getting a better or equivalent education? And then how much money? You just talked about $9,000, but there's been some discussion about that. Are those kind of the key things that have to be really defined as this goes forward?
This will be a program that will be focused on low-income children, and my personal hope is that we can cover as many low-income children as possible in Tennessee.
And Commissioner Caldwell, one of the biggest concerns that people have, critics of voucher programs nationwide, maybe one of those unintended consequences you reference, is that they take the best students out, the most involved parents are going to go through the process of applying and getting that voucher and moving on. People have the same criticism of charter schools, and that part of the consequence of that is that the schools that are left tend to be the historically underperforming schools are now left with even a tougher go. Let's say that the voucher program works, Senator Kelsey, for the people you're targeting and it gets them into better schools. What about the kids that are left that aren't able to get into a charter school or get a voucher and are just kind of at the bottom?
Well, we know that in every single state that has put in place an opportunity scholarship bill, in every single instance, test scores of those students who remain in the public schools have increased.
And why is that?
Because you're introducing competition into this equation. And now that those public schools have to compete, then they've got to provide a better product for the students who choose to remain there.
Commissioner Caldwell, that idea of competition, is that a good thing?
I think it is, if there's a level playing field. And, you know, to your point earlier about accountability, you know, is it an apple-to-apples comparison, particularly in charter schools? They are judged by the same test. So I don't know that, you know, every private institution takes a TCAP test. And then the other item, one of the most important factors in the quality of education is the teacher in the classroom. So is there going to be a system where the teachers are evaluated as well?
In the private school where
yes,
this voucher
yes,
money is going.
Yes.
Bill. Senator Kelsey, what is the impact on private education? We've talked about the impact on public education, but what happens with private schools here, and are there private schools that materialize solely because of the availability of vouchers?
There's going to be some of both. We obviously have a lot of private schools here in Shelby County, and so we are very blessed in that way, and as opposed to a lot of rural counties in Tennessee that this bill probably will not have much of an effect on. But those schools, you see that most of these students end up going to schools that focus on low-income children. They'll probably take the vast majority of the students.
So a school at the high end of MUS or St. Mary's or something like that, which are, you know, kind of viewed as the highest performing private schools where the tuition is maybe $18,000, $19,000, if they're going to take one of these kids, they're going to have to take only the amount of the voucher plus some sort of nominal fee. They can't charge the parent another $9,000 on top of that.
That's exactly right. But what they can do is they can expand from one student receiving one full $18,000 scholarship, as they're giving right now, to now two students who are each receiving a $9,000 privately funded scholarship plus the $9,000
publicly funded. Right, and they can supplement it with their internal funds. That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.